Welcome back to another episode of the Baseballer Podcast. My name is Bobby O'Neill. I'm here with Ian Jenkins and Jake Siddiqui. What's going on, guys?
Chilling.
Awesome. Awesome. Today we got the memes of the week. I'm going to lead it off. We got Jack Flaherty, former Dodger, saying that Dodgers are not ruining baseball. Rather, other teams are not doing enough. What are you guys' take on that?
Go ahead, Jenks.
Jake, I'm going to let you take this, man.
Listen, Jake, pause.
anyone listening here, Jinx just woke up about 30 seconds ago and joined this thing. We had to hammer him for like 15 minutes, waking him up. Where's his alarm clock? I liked it. Flaherty said this. I agree with him. I think that, look, the Dodgers have the arguably, you ask a large percentage of people, the best baseball player in Ohtani. They have the best, and they paid a lot of money for him. And look at the Angels. They had the best guy for several years too. Ohtani was just as good with them as he is with the Dodgers. And it's like they tried, but they didn't build around him. I think the Dodgers looked at that and went, we're not going to spend $700 million on this guy and waste him. We are going to, for the next 10 years, we're going to fucking win everything. And that's the plan. And that's our only plan. And we don't give a shit how we do it. We don't give a shit how much money we put ourselves in debt to in the future. We're winning now. We're winning right now. We're putting everybody around him. Snell going over there, he didn't sign for anything ludicrous that other teams couldn't afford. None of these guys are. They're signing for good contracts, but it's not like the Dodgers are paying everybody $500 million. They're just going out and getting them because, number one, if you're in the big leagues right now, the Dodgers call and say, we want you, you're going to go, cool, let's go. I'm going to win a World Series. That's the plan. So I just think they're doing what other teams can do, maybe not to the same exact extent, but other teams could have certainly stopped this from happening by offering some of these guys a better deal. So I just think the Dodgers are winning the fucking game, and I think they're playing it the right way. It is what it is. It's either keep up or whatever. Joe Kelly made a good point about it. He's like, the thing is, it would be the same regardless. If everybody, let's say Ohtani was worth $10. Everyone can afford to pay Ohtani $10. You think Ohtani's going to move to Seattle? You think he's going to move to wherever? No, he's going to go to LA. He's going to go to New York. He's going to go to a place where, number one, you want to live, good weather. He's like, it would still be the same if there was a salary cap and a salary floor, it would be the same. So I just think the Dodgers are playing the game better than anybody else when it comes to this, and they're just going and getting guys. They're not going to waste Ohtani, which I really like.
Yeah. I think it's super special when somebody like one of our boys, Sam Carlson, when he gets picked up by the Dodgers, he feels like he has a legitimate shot to be a big leaguer. I know a lot of guys, whenever they go to like the Yankees organization, they're like, oh, crap, I'm in the minor leagues. I'm never going to get called up. They're just going to pay somebody to come in my place because they don't have the development in place. So I think what the Dodgers are doing is absolutely incredible, especially from a development standpoint. They have the best farm when it comes to developing guys. And if I were a pro baseball player, I would absolutely want to be there. I've hit with their hitting consultant, Craig Wallenbrock, before. Dude is freaking unreal. He lives right down the road here in Arizona. They have the best of everything, and it shows. And you can tell the kind of player that they're getting today is not the player that that the Yankees are grabbing. I hate to keep bringing up the Yankees, but they just want these all or nothing power guys who are super limited and get hurt all the time. And you look at the freaking Dodgers, and these guys can do it all. Every guy can play every single position just as good as the next. They're all super athletic. Then when it comes to their pitchers, I don't know too much about pitching, but they freaking dominate.
We know that.
They freaking 100%. Dominate. So I am on the Dodgers train 100%. Even though I was a Yankees guy.
what do you think, Bobby? You think other teams catch up, or do you think this is like a NIL situation where it gets out of control and the MLB has to step in and regulate? Or do you think it stays the way it is and other teams go, all right, well, I guess our owners got to start spending money?
Yeah, I think history just has a way of it repeating itself, man. This is the same tune that used to be getting sung by the Yankees back in the day, and Yankees are still way up there. I think they're top three in the league in terms of how much money they're putting into their payroll every year. But it's just people always want something to complain about, and the fact that the Dodgers are just getting after it because they have a game plan and it's unorthodox, especially with the deferred contracts and all of that other stuff going on. And with the dagger of sealing Sasaki, I think everyone's just fed up with every single just available arm just heading over to the Dodgers. But I don't necessarily think that the league is going to put a salary cap on, because that's what I was thinking back when the Yankees were just going after everyone for trying to buy a series. But yeah, I think it's just it's insane, and who knows where it's going to be in 10 years when all those contracts start becoming due. But yeah, man, I just think it's an exciting time for baseball, and I think it's keeping people engaged, keeping the game relevant, and like, who doesn't want to see so many dogs on the same lineup just getting after it?
Yeah, it's like an all-star team, dude. It's sick.
Mm-hmm. No, really, yeah. Is. And I like what Friedman said about that. Last touch on this is they said, "Are you ruining baseball?" And he said, "I think we're giving our loyal fans what they deserve." You know, I love that. I just love that answer. And he kind of had a smirk, like, "Fuck everybody else." You could tell he was like, "But I just like that answer. I think it's a good one."
Yeah, that's money. I love Freddie Freeman, even though he left the Braves in the dust. Anyway, Ichiro would have been unanimously voted in had it not been for one idiot. Number one, we need to figure out who this idiot is. And number two, I hate all the people who vote in this thing anyway, because they never vote my boy Barry in. But I'm not going to bring that up. Anyway, who is this guy? How can we find him?
Somebody's got to know. You know what's funny is I think there's like a Twitter account, and for years this guy's been taking credit for basically like all this kind of stuff. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, I'm the guy. I don't think he's real, but people think he is, and they're like, "Fuck you, bro!" Like, they get all over this guy. But on a very real note, like, it irritates me. It's like, I don't know. The thing is, a guy like Ichiro, you know what that would mean to him to be unanimously voted in? And not just, oh, it would mean a lot. He deserved it. And it's like, because of some guy that gets to anonymously go, nah, who knows why he did that? There's zero reason. If you're actually voting to be in the Hall of Fame, there's no reason not to vote for him. And it just irritates me. It really, like, it pisses me off, because somebody like that, a legend, deserves that added piece to his Hall of Fame ballot that says I was unanimously voted in. One of what, two people it would be? Who was the first? Mariano?
Yep.
It's like, man, he deserves that. And it irritates me that just some random Joe said, nah, I don't like that he beat my team one time. Whatever it is, it's just like dumb. So dumb.
Yeah.
I feel like it's moments like this that birth somewhat like a super villain like the Joker. It's like, find the Batman. we're literally, someone's gonna just like try to go find that guy and just go deep dive everything on the dark web just to figure out who this guy is.
I really feel like they should and go, "You're not voting anymore. See ya. That was dumb. That was dumb. Bye." That's what they should say.
I thought you were gonna say someone should go like, put, never mind. I thought you were talking about like him actually being a Joker, bro. Like going after him, just causing chaos.
Somebody should really
turning Gotham upside down for this guy.
I just really, I mean, they obviously know who it is. People know, somebody knows, and it should be get that guy off the panel. But I got my meme. We're talking, well, my boy Juan Soto. Everybody knows I love me some Juan Soto. This thing popped up, this stat where it's him and Brian Giles of a 6-year span, where Soto from 18 to 24, obviously the last 6 years, he's been absolutely incredible. Giles in 1995 to 2005, which arguably, I mean, that's the steroid era. That's a whole different brand of baseball. Equally as difficult, I would imagine. Has him in every category except war, but I don't care about war. I don't care about war at all. But he's got him in every category except OBP and OPS plus, but I'm talking hits, runs, plate appearances, the whole deal. And it's funny to see, because he ended like 14th in MVP voting that year. Giles wasn't even close. And it's like, tells you where the league was at, but it also tells you like Soto's not the first guy to do what he's done. And yeah, this is different. Giles was a little bit into his career, and Soto basically rookie to now, but not taking anything away from Soto, but just the perspective of like, this has been done. It's just the first time we've seen it in a while. And he's not the only one to do it. Look at Barry. Look at a lot of guys from that era. Pretty unbelievable. So, I mean, you look at Giles and his career earnings. I can't imagine it's anywhere near $700 million. And it's just like, damn, and different generation. But still, these guys existed, man. They've existed for a long time in this league. And Soto somehow just they treat him like he's just a unicorn, dude. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy to me.
Yeah. Was Giles any good at defense?
Probably a lot. Probably better than Soto. It had to be. I mean, God, Soto. I saw a clip the other day. Top 10 right fielders coming in 2025. And Soto was like number two. And I'm like, obviously, this is an offensive right field deal like this. Yeah. I don't know. If I'm talking positions like that, you have to mix in defense. You have to. Like, otherwise, it's like top hitting right fielders. That's all it is. It's like, give me somebody that plays some defense, not a liability as your number two best right fielder. I don't know. That bothers me.
Jake, this is coming from you who posted that Moneyball meme where it's like, why are we paying Soto this much? And it's like, he gets on base. The OBP, bro. It's all about the OBP. It doesn't matter. It's four points more for Soto. So that's the only reason why he's better.
Even that, it doesn't make sense. He can't run bases worth shit. He can't play defense worth shit. He doesn't do anything but get on the fucking base with some power, which is great. But Jesus, man, 706. I'm glad he got paid. I just like to try to make sense of things. It doesn't fucking make sense to me.
Yeah.
Other than, like I said, Ohtani makes your money back. He comes with all of Japan. Soto just comes with getting on base and needing someone to drive him in if he doesn't drive himself in with the fucking bomb. I don't know.
Yeah. Crazy. So, kids, if you're out there, if you want to get paid a lot being a hitter, don't swing at balls. You pay $700 million.
That's it.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Soto is for sure generational.
Oh, okay, buddy. Okay, buddy. Let me
generational eye.
Hey, let me tell you, this is a good time to throw my stat of the weekend because here's generational for you. I'm going back to Babe Ruth, baby. Babe Ruth generational. Listen to this. This dude had twice in two different seasons in 1920 and 1927. He had more home runs than every AL team, all of them. Him himself hit more than the entire team twice in a season, which is insane. That to me is generational. If you like put that to today's numbers, I looked it up. White Sox had the least amount of home runs this season. So they had 133, which means one guy would have had to hit 134 home runs to have more than one team in the league. Ruth is out there just like hitting more than everybody. And he was the first guy. We watched Ohtani be the first, 50-50 guy this year.
Yeah.
Ruth was the first guy to hit 30 home runs, 40, 50, and 60. Like this dude set the fucking bar. And I know it's a different generation. That's great. But for his time and who he was playing, he was the best. And when you look at that and go, how much fun we had watching Shohei chase 50-50. It was cool. It was fun to see. Like, imagine a guy hitting 30 and then you're like, oh my God, he might hit 40. Oh, he might hit 50. Like, holy shit, he's going to get 60. Like, what a cool thing. I mean, Babe Ruth is, you know, you could post the pictures of him being looking out of shape, smoking cigarettes, drinking beers. That's great. But man, you talk about an entertaining baseball player that set the bar. He's the guy.
That's it, man. The Sultan of SWAT.
Generational Babe Ruth.
Amen to that. Personally,
much better.
What's that?
Good.
Oh, I was just going to say Babe Ruth if he was voting on our brackets of the week, dude's for sure voting glizzies all day long.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
Bro, you see where those numbers are at? Oh, do you think
that Babe Ruth? Shit, my bad.
Do it. What do you got on
Babe
Ruth?
Wake up, Jank.
What do you got on Babe Ruth, Jank?
You think that Babe Ruth could do the 9 hot dog and 9 beer challenge and still play a successful baseball game?
I think he probably 100%.
Did. I think he's totally conditioned.
That's where the challenge came from. He did that during the games back in the 20s. You didn't see that stat? He was also the first guy to do the 999 challenge. I could see it.
It's actually called the Babe Ruth Challenge.
Yeah, it's just evolved over time. Crazy.
That's hilarious, bro. Dude, our hot dogs are freaking kicking butt this week. It was a total dismantling with the hot dog versus peanuts. 90% versus 10%. Did you what do you got on that, Jank? You think glizzies are going all the way or what?
Number one, I didn't think it was going to be such a landslide between peanuts and hot dogs. But dude, hot dogs are the equivalent to the Dodgers right now.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's on board.
Everybody.
I would. Sure. That's a tough matchup for peanuts. There's not a chance I would ever get peanuts over a hot dog. Not a chance. One of them's food. One of them's a snack. I'm getting the food.
I want a glizzy right now, man.
It's not. It's 8 a.m., dude.
Yeah, 9:47 where I am. You know, okay. There's breakfast glizzies. I think
that's true. That's true. A breakfast glizzy. You got a little bacon on it and it becomes a breakfast glizzy. You're good to go. Yeah.
Maybe an AM ball game, but I don't know about that.
I could rip one right now. Maybe a few.
Bro, wait, I was nervous.
How many left in here? How many we got left?
We got four rounds for we're in the quarterfinals right now. So Nachos are facing popcorn, bro. I voted late last night and it was like 50-50. I was like, no shot popcorn's gonna beat Nachos, but Nachos had a strong second half and went 60-40. So yeah, I was super surprised this wasn't a wider margin. But we got burgers 51%, ice cream 49%. So that one was a freaking really tight race. Burger. I don't know if I've ever had a stadium burger. I don't know if it's between hot dogs and burgers, I'm going dogs all day long. But yeah, what's the best burger you've ever had at a stadium, Jake?
At a stadium? I don't know. I don't know that I've ever honestly gotten a burger either. I don't think I've ever gotten a burger at a stadium.
Am I the only guy?
Yep, you're the only one.
What do you got, Jank?
You guys think this could be like a geographic thing? Because you guys are, you know, on the West Coast and been to most of your games probably on that side. And I'm over here, was on the East Coast. Dude, I'd eat burgers at what was it? Not Truist, but Turner. What was the Brave Stadium back in the day? Turner Park, something like that. Turner Stadium. I'd eat burgers all the time, dude.
It must
really
be. I don't even remember, seeing them in the crowd here. Like, I can't even... Like, I'm trying to think about burgers at a game, and I'm sure they're there, obviously, but I have a hard time even thinking about seeing them.
Yeah, same. It's literally not even in my vocabulary right now. I just thought they were putting hate on ice cream. That's what I thought. I was like, people just don't want ice cream that much.
But again, it's food. People want food. People want food.
Yeah. It must have been the time of day that they posted the poll. Like, everyone was just hungry. They're like, hey, that burger looks good.
It's like grocery shopping when you're hungry. Don't do that. You're going to end up with a lot of shit you don't want.
Yeah. And then, let's see, another close call for the fourth one. We got soft pretzels and fries. Soft pretzels pulled ahead at the last minute, got 53% over 47%.
I'd have gone with fries, but understandable. Yeah. It's an understandable one.
I don't know if there's carne asada on the fries. I'm all in on the fries, but yeah, apparently they're out. We got four victors. We got hot dog, nacho, burger, soft pretzel. Where do you guys got for going into the semis?
Dodgers hot dog.
Dodger dog.
I'm going to say the championship right now is going to be hot dogs and burgers. If burgers beat out ice cream, I think burgers is going to the finale.
You think burgers can beat out nachos, man?
You're right, Jenks. You're right. I don't.
I don't know the answer to this, but I think hot dogs are going up against nachos next week. I think that's what's going on. That's gonna be an upset. That's gonna be an interesting fight. If they bring it to that, if they're in the same bracket, I think they're toast. I think nachos are getting knocked out. That's my take.
Yeah, that's a Dodgers Padres right there. Winner that wins the World Series. That's what that series is. dude. Crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of a hot take. I think, speaking of hot takes, I want to hear Jenks' host pick of the week for starting infield of 2025. What do you got, brother?
All right, so for catcher, we got my boy Charles Johnson. We got Ryan Howard at first base. Brandon Phillips at two-bagger. We got Mookie Betts at shortstop. We got Ernie Banks at third base. We got Doc Gooden on the mound.
Nice. Nice. Are we supposed to pick pitchers? I don't have a pitcher. You can have a pitcher, though, either. Jake.
I like pitchers a lot.
You can have whatever you want, yeah. Jake.
You had to put a good pitcher on the mound after the last.
Real, real good pitcher.
All right. Good lineup. Bobby, why don't you?
Hey, great job. Great job. All right, let's see. How do I follow that?
Yeah, you don't, but you're going to have to. You're gonna have to.
All right. I'll do my best. So, first base, we're going – actually, for catcher, we got Jake Rogers. I know that's probably going to be a hot take because I know on the stat line there's some way better catchers out there, but anyone who can handle the pitching chaos just deserves a gold medal. So I got to give it to him. Shortstop, we're going Bobby Witt, just super impactful guy. Third base, Manny Machado, also hot take because I just don't want that guy on anyone else's team. If I have to endure watching Manny Machado, he's got to be on my lineup, so he's making everyone else mad. Second base, we got Mookie Betts, and first base, Freddie Freeman.
All right, looks like I got the best team here. You got Mookie at second?
Yep.
I'll tell you what, Mookie and Witt up the middle would be a fun thing to watch.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Athletes. All right. I got this lineup's good. Behind the dish, Wilson Contreras. This guy's just very good. He's very good back there. First base, Vladdy. I don't know, lost some weight, got in shape this year, and fucking dominated after a slow start. I think he's going to be incredibly good. I had a buddy who played in the big leagues, pitched against him. He said he was the toughest guy to pitch to. Power to all fields, a true like hitter. I think he's going to have a really, really good year this year. And picking up the defense at first base. First base used to be like, just put the big hoss over there, let him slug the ball around, and hopefully he catches the ball. But obviously it's a very defensive position now, and I think he's getting pretty good at that. Second base, Ketel Marte. Dude plays elite defense. I think he had like 39 jacks or something this last year. Thanks. Yeah, offense, defense, that's nice. Shortstop, I'm going Bobby Witt, too. I don't think there's a better all-around baseball player in the game. I've talked about him a lot on here. He's my favorite. What I like about him the most when I was looking at this, he went, 24? 22. He was, like, an absolute defensive liability. He was, like, all the stats they have, he was bad. 23, he was, like, mid, and 24, gold glover. Like that's, and you know, it's not just like, oh, I grew up a little bit. I was young. Like that dude went, I can't be a defensive liability. I'm going to not only be better, but I'm going to be the best. And watch him win a gold glove after that. Love that dude. Third base, got to go J-Ram. Got to do it. He's the guy. He's going to play some defense. He's going to menace you in the box. He's going to hit some bombs. One home run away from his 40th this year, which was a bummer. I would like to see that, but I feel like that infield's just all MLB right there. And better than both of yours by miles.
I don't know.
Well yeah, Jenks. I'd have to hit the highlight tapes to see yours, Jenks, and see how good they are, but
might be in black and white.
Jenks didn't get the this team is going to be playing in 2025 memo, but I like, maybe you did and you just don't care. You said, like, here's my lineup.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm going with, man.
Jake, don't play by the rules. I like
that. I imagine like it's MLB The Show, and you can pretty much bring up anyone you want except for old Barry, you know?
Yeah, I like that. If Barry was in the infield, I know he'd be there for you. Yep. That's for sure.
Oh, by the way, Jake, I saw where they had Wilson Contreras ranked as one of the top 10 first basemen coming into this year. Has anybody seen that?
No. You're not playing first base. I did not see that.
I thought that was very interesting.
Is he supposed to be playing first base? No. Let me look. I gotta look. Did you just make that up?
No, I didn't. I saw it on Instagram maybe a day or two ago, and I was like, interesting.
What are they trying to – I know he broke his – what did he break his wrist or something this last year? He got hit by the bat too close to the plate. Wonder what he's doing. He's so good back there. Wilson Contreras, first base. News. Oh, making a permanent move to first base. Oh, that says November 6th, 2024. What?
That's interesting. I had no idea.
Oh, wait. Are we looking? What are we looking at here?
Yeah, hold Jinx on. Up to date, baby.
Yeah, up to date. Baseball,
baby.
You Jinx can't, you finally can't. Woke up, bro. We should have started the podcast right now.
What in the world?
Coming in hot right there.
That's wild.
Jank, do you want to redo your list by any chance? Or are you just sticking with them?
Was that Jake or Jink?
Jank.
Oh. Dude, I think it's almost February. It's cool. I like it.
It's almost February.
That's hilarious.
William Contreras. If he moves to first base, I'll be amazed.
Yeah. Oh man, William Contreras, that we're going to have to keep up with that guy this year, man. See if he actually lives up to that role of
being Jenks, you're talking about his brother. There's brothers, William and Wilson.
Oh, is it William who's moving?
Yeah. No, William's staying back there. He's the younger one. The older ones with
I was going to say when I was looking at the top 25, I thought he was behind the dish.
No, William and Wilson are brothers.
Okay, so which one is moving behind? Which one's making the permanent move to first base then?
Wilson, the older one.
Okay.
We got our designated responsible person keeping us in check. Appreciate it, Jake.
Yeah, man. Well, the thing is, I just don't like to be wrong. That's really all it is. I had to look. If it was you that was wrong, Bobby, I wouldn't have looked or give a shit. But now that it was me, I got to look. Wilson Contreras, William and Wilson brothers.
I was gonna say wasn't he like top five catchers? I had to scroll past his name like really far to find Jake Rogers.
One with the Cardinals, one with the Brewers.
Yeah.
Contreras with the Brewers.
Yeah. One of my favorite videos of those two guys is during COVID. They took Nerf guns and they were literally like shooting Nerf guns at each other and they were hitting them with baseball bats. It was the most incredible thing I'd ever seen.
Love that.
Yeah, I got to watch that. I didn't see that one. All right, guys. Well, that's all we have for today. Hopefully the bracket comes out victorious and the Glizzies live to fight another day. Would love to see those guys in the World Series, but yeah, we got some exciting stuff brewing in the future for future guests. So can't wait to see what's on the horizon there. I'll see you guys next week.
Yes, sir. See you guys later.